Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Monday with Vito Dominguez, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Facebook announces an initiative to reduce the spread of misinformation regarding the effects of vaccines. It will reduce the ranking of anti-vax pages and groups in newsfeed and search. It also removed anti-vax ad targeting options and will reject anti-vax ads. The changes also affect hashtag pages. Amazon's joint healthcare venture finally has a name, Haven. The venture, a joint endeavor between not just Amazon but also JP Morgan and Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, was announced last January as an initiative aiming at lowering skyrocketing healthcare costs. The CEOs of the three companies formed a non-profit, headed up by renowned surgeon, author and speaker Dr. Atul Gawande, who has been meeting with employees of all three companies since last summer to discuss their experiences with healthcare. Tesla unveils its next-generation supercharger. The company says its V3 supercharger is capable of providing Model 3 vehicles with 75 miles of range in 5 minutes. The first V3 supercharger station is open in Fremont, California, though it's currently only usable by those in Tesla's early access program. The firm will begin rolling out more next month. The Dutch data protection agency DPA says website landing pages that require visitors to accept a cookie policy before proceeding violates GDPR. In response to consumer complaints, the DPA has instructed some sites in compliance and will also increase monitoring of the practice. The gig economy is hard on workers. As scooter startup Bud is ditching the mechanics it paid as an independent contractor to fix broken scooters. The move illustrates the difficulties of such a decentralized operation, and the suddenness of the pivot also hits home the uncertain economic prospects for people relying on gig economy platforms for income. Researchers at Google and ETH Zurich develop a method for training image-generating AI using datasets with fewer labels. The system does two things. It extracts features from training data and also infers labels for a whole dataset using a small labeled subset. Using the self-supervised and semi-supervised techniques together, the system was able to outperform state-of-the-art methods. This was your shot of the coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.